Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. Today is Sunday, April 21st, 2024, 2 weeks removed from Holy Pascha, 1 week until we enter Holy Week. We have three readings from the New Testament today. We will hear from St. Mark, from St. Paul to the Hebrews, and again we'll return to the book of Mark. Our first reading is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week they went to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" And looking up they saw that the stone was rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come upon them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. We turn now to St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 11 through 14. Brethren, when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy place, taking not the blood of goats and calves, but his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of goats and bulls and with the ashes of a heifer sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And we will return to the Gospel according to St. Mark. Now we're in chapter 10, verses 32 through 45. At that time Jesus took his 12 disciples, and he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him to the Gentiles, and they will mock him, and spit upon him, and scourge him, and kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him, and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand, and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant of James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are supposed to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man also came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." I want to share with you a very brief quote from St. John Chrysostom. Here it is. "If salvation is by grace, someone will say, why is it that we are not all saved?" It's a good question. "Because you did not will it. For grace, even though it be grace, saves the willing, not the unwilling, who turn away from it, fight against it, and oppose themselves to it." Again, that was spoken by St. John Chrysostom, allegedly. I found it on social media, so I think everything is suspect on social media until you can actually prove it from the actual source, but it's a good quote. And I have no reason to believe that it was not spoken by St. John Chrysostom, so I'm going to go with it for now. If you feel like I have spoken an error, then I would welcome the correction. And the way to contact me is through a brand new Facebook group that I've started called Overtly Orthodox. Oh, by the way, my name is James Newcomb. I don't think I mentioned that at the very beginning. Anyway, it's a new Facebook group. And if you were to find it, you would see that I'm the only member. Don't let that scare you. That's just the way things go with new ventures like that. But my goal is to just have dialogue. But you are in no way obligated to be an Orthodox Christian to be a member of the group. If you are curious about Orthodoxy, you can be a Christian, a non-Christian, you could be a Buddhist, a Jew, anything. The only caveat to membership, the only requirement of membership, is that you must be a good person. You just have to show kindness to people. Any type of unkindness or rudeness or disrespect will not be tolerated, and you will be shown the door immediately, and you will not be allowed back. That is the one hard, fast rule. You must mimic the fruits of the Spirit. Even if you don't have the Spirit within you, you have to at least fake it. You have to at least know how to fake it. So that's the only rule. But anyone of any faith or persuasion is welcome, so long as you are genuinely interested in knowing about Orthodoxy. There it is. Look it up. It's right on Facebook. Just type in Overtly Orthodox. I also have a special URL I've created. It's overtlyorthodox.com/Facebook, and it'll take you right to that group. That is my invitation for you to connect with myself, other people who are interested in Orthodox Christianity. overtlyorthodox.com/Facebook. Again, my name is James Newcomb. I am grateful that you have pressed play on this episode. This little podcast, it may not seem like much, but it really is. It's significant. And I do it for myself as much as I do it for anyone else who presses play. It keeps things regular in my life. It's a very busy life that I live. But this one little thing that I do every day, it's just my little contribution to sharing God's word with whoever wants to listen. Even if no one listens, then I've spoken it to myself. And I do this for myself as much as I do it for anybody else. But since it's on the web, then good. The more the merrier. Who press play. All right, I have run my mouth long enough. Thank you again for pressing play. We will be in your earballs again tomorrow, going back to Isaiah and Genesis and Proverbs. I'm looking forward to it. We will close this episode, as we do every episode of this podcast, with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.